Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We've got the Olympic Games coming up. You mentioned that there needed to be some help and assistance for your kids during the Olympics for you to be a candidate, because we heard you straight after the qualification say, you're done. And me and Annie, we said, say it isn't so, Loz. Well, it seems like that you've been able to work things out. What's the situation? Are you all in? Where are we at?
Look, it was hard. Like, I was about to retire right before I left, before I got asked to go on that trip. And I'd made up my mind before I got asked to go to the qualifier that it was going to be done. And I'd, you know, spoken to my family, I'd spoken to the kids. And when I got asked to go on the qualifying tour trip, it was a big surprise. It was a shock for the kids. And I had a little bit of a moment, like I had a bit of a meltdown before I left, because I was like, why am I still doing this? The pressure, you know, being away from the family and everything. And it was hard. Like, it happened really quickly. And, yeah, in my mind, I really was, you know, sort of done. And then, you know, obviously I came back and the finals were on and I started playing a lot better basketball and, oh, so much has happened. But, look, in all honesty, it is a conversation, an ongoing conversation with my children who aren't old enough to understand how big this is or how remarkable this is for their mother to be even considered to have a position on that squad or to be on the squad. So, it's an ongoing conversation with my children. My youngest son doesn't particularly like being at basketball and watching me. He'd much prefer me watching him do what
right.
he's doing. And he makes it, it's pretty hard on my family and my parents and stuff. So, it's an ongoing conversation, like I said. There's a lot of different scenarios sort of playing out at the moment just internally with my family. But I think, you know, it's sort of all coming to a head in the next couple of weeks for sure.
Oh, I mean, we hope that you can figure all that out. And I'm sure whatever the decision is, you obviously everyone's going to support you. But as I was trying to explain to Andy when they did the draw too, when you look at the Olympics, you've got the host, France, you've got Canada and Nigeria, I think it was off the top of my head. That's not an absolute real friendly draw, is it?
No, but there's not a lot of teams competing in the women's draw. So all of the different, you know, groups are hard, you know, and ours probably isn't the hardest one, but it is going to be really tough for us. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But I tell you what, after being with the girls at the qualifying tournament, the young kids coming in definitely bring a whole new dimension to that Opal squad. And I think what's so exciting is that we do have – there's something there. There's something really special about that group of girls. So – regardless of who's on the team, I think that culture it's there and it's real and it's being passed along. And I think the new girls that are coming into the squad are definitely going to bring something that I don't think a lot of teams have. You know, and it definitely shocked Serbia in that last game.
Yeah.
That's great to hear, Lauren. And we take your word for it, right? So there's no disputing what you've just said. But you are you. And I would imagine that every one of those young kids that you're observing and talking about when you say what you just said, my gut feel would be that they are who they are within that group because they know that they've got you on by their side. Yes. And in the locker room. So
yes.
if you're not there, I would imagine that it would leave a significant hole in the group. Are you? You never like pumping up your own tires. You're always prepared to prefer to talk about other people. But within the group, are you? How conscious are you of what you mean to the team?
Look, I think it's not so. I think that my role is obviously very different. It was like a leadership role, and I think there was a element of kind of like just steadying the ship. You know, knowing that I was on the bench, that they could use me when they needed to use me. I think that always, you know, definitely, you know, played a part in it. But I think having someone like me who's been around for so long, it just, you know, I sort of carry, you know, that I'm just a big unit, you know, I'm around, I'm a big girl, you know, I'm strong, I'm older, I've been around, I've been to a few Olympics, I've done all of that. Like Drewy, it's like,
yeah,
you're just there. You're a presence.
Yeah, but I reckon they know that if the push comes to shove and the moment's at its hottest, they're not just they just don't want you to be in the squad. Mm. They know that you can still step up and get the job done, as Gazy just referenced in the medal game.
Yeah, look, I can play. There's no doubt about it, and I even proved that to myself this year. I think for me, for a period of time this year, I was like, God, it's probably time for me to stop. And then all of a sudden, I got my confidence back. Things started rolling, and now I feel like my body's finally caught up with my brain, and my, you know, I'm actually starting to move and play better. So I don't, you know, I don't think that's an issue. I don't think it will be an issue. But those girls, you know, their character and their ability to deliver results, I think it's remarkable. And like I said, after watching them play at the qualifier and being a part of that group, I've got nothing but praise, you know, for them and their ability. And I really do believe, regardless of whether I'm there or not, that they're going to be medal contenders. And it's a really exciting time for women's basketball in this country, because we are starting to, you know, elevate, and it's great.